11th parak of Shabbos, Mishnah Aleph. We are going back to halachas of carrying on Shabbos. Hazayik mirshut hayochid, shut the ram, shut the ram, shut the yochid chayit. Person throws something, he remains in rishut hayochid, but he throws from rishut hayochid to rishut hayochid, and vice versa. It's a deraita, even though he did not walk out of his rishut, or his hand did not leave the rishut. But he picked something up from the rishut hayochid and caused it by throwing to fall down to rishut ram and the other way around. Rishut hayochid, rishut hayochid, rishut ram, the yam, so. Akiva Machayim, a common place then. It's from rishut hayochid to rishut hayochid. And the rishut ram, and in between of the two of them, so do we look at the fact that it went to rishut ram? That that's considered, it was shayach enough to the Shushas Rabbim to be over the Issa Raisa. Or do we say, no, since it was just passing down, passing through the Shushas Rabbim, but it was never settled in the Shushas Rabbim, you are puzzled. So, there's one way of learning this Machlekes is, in the context of Klutka Kamosh Unko, which means something which is shayach to the Shushas is considered enough part of that Shushas that we consider that he put it down in that Shushas, or he put it into that reshus, and therefore, and we're talking about that he threw it lower than 10 tefachim above the ground. Because we're going to reshus a rabbin, it's considered reshus a rabbin only up to 10 tefachim. So if he throws lower than 10 tefachim, lower than what the kavanish a meter above the ground, and it went from reshus a yochid a to reshus a b, and reshus a rabbin to emsa according to Rabbi Kiva, the bichayim according to Chacham yapatim. If he threw it above 10 tefachim, everybody holy yapatim. And yeah, the mice, yeah, okay. The mice will pass like the Chacham. Yeah.